Allahu, 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 Allahu. The car is being driven fast, you know. But see how it was. And Baba heard this. He stopped the car. So we stopped it on the roadside. It was highway. So I stopped it on the roadside. And then we all got down, locked the car. And then we went out in the direction of this voice that was coming out. And we were passing through a forest area. And at some distance, say about 2 furlongs from the road inside, we found that the noise was coming louder and louder. And sure enough, there was a huge shrine hidden inside the thicket. And there, what a wonderful sight it was in the early hours of the morning. In unison, about 5 or 6 Mohammedans were all standing there around that. You know, it's a huge dome-shaped thing. Usually these Mohammedans have that. And the echo we could hear, you see, because of the echoing, that we could hear it so loudly. And they were all absorbed and lost in this just one syllable repetition. Allahu, 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 Allahu. And Baba and we entered. And they were lost in Allahu. And Allah Himself was standing there. They didn't know. We waited there. We stopped there for about 5 minutes. And then Baba turned quietly. Then we left the place. Baba said, how fortunate they are. So maybe while you sing this, and sometimes he might come and we may not know that he has come. Physically. He is here, of course. Non-physically, in Nirakar Roop.
Did he ever have you this sing us too?
Oh, yeah. Early years, I remember, in my teens.
The women especially sang it, didn't
they? We also used to sing. My mother used to make us sing that.
Were they both given at the same time?
But they came at the same time to us. Mm. In Nagpur. We used to sing that. At that time we used to play harmonium, and on harmonium we used to sing that. Mm.
You should sing one of the ones that we did. At least.
At least.